Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 2, we were taught that the people that subvert the word of God are usually eloquent and well-spoken. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Do you remember in Romans chapter 16, verses 16 and 17, there was a command there that said to mark them which cause divisions contrary to the doctrine and that which ye have learned? And so the Bible says, name them, name them, name the error, name who the people are behind it. That's what the Bible says. Now, I know there are a lot of people today say you shouldn't name names. Well, that is a philosophy. Truth is, the Bible says, name names. Now, you can accept God, or you can accept man's philosophy. But God is right, and in eternity, you'll see he was always right. Now, I find it interesting also, Hymenaeus, who was also mentioned in 1 Timothy 1:20, means singing man, while Philetus means friendly man. And this may speak of the personality of these men and their talents as they've come into the local church and they've drawn people unto them. So often it's true that the most effective subverters of God's truth are men who have outwardly charming personality or impressive abilities with their words. That's why it's noble, according to Acts chapter 17, verse 11, to check the word of God to see if these things were so. Whether it's me, your pastor, or anybody else preaching or teaching, always check the word of God. Now, the worrisome outcome then is seen in verse 18, where it says, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Wow. Who concerning the truth have erred? Now again, don't forget verses 14 and 15. Where they were warned about these people that subvert and that were to study to know the word. See, once that error is entrenched, it gains acceptance as men become less guarded about the danger. That is when it begins to advance to a greater degree of corruption. And it's very hard to gain back those things that are lost in the next generation. You know, sometimes people will leave a church, and I found this true. I just found the best thing to do is to pray for them and let them know that this is where you stand, but you don't hate them. And if they're willing to come back and stand with you, they're always welcome to come back. That way you let them know that you still stand, you'll continue to stand. And this is what you stand on. You see, if you accept this philosophy, if I can say, look, you'll understand this if you'll accept 2 plus 2 equals 5. Well, if you will accept 2 plus 2 equals 5, then you will accept more outlandish things because they're proven. And not by the Bible, but by the false 2 plus 2 equals 5 theory. You see, without diligence in the study of God's Word, we tend to change to the culture instead of the Word changing us from the culture. So many have rightly said, when the church is supposed to be changing the world is changing the church. When we're supposed to be getting Christ into the world is getting into the church. We're getting the world into Christ's church. And so always seek Scripture, and call upon God by His Holy Spirit to give you understanding. You see, their error is they say the resurrection in that day is already past. And it overthrew the faith of some. Well, our day, we say, well, the resurrection of Christ was a spiritual thing. Not a literal bodily resurrection. One pastor told the story of a lady in his church that came up and said, I was at this church, and it was a very modernist church, and said, Pastor on Easter Sunday preached on the resurrection. And he said, well, lady, go back and ask the pastor if he believed that Jesus literally, bodily, raised from the dead. When she did, the preacher laughs and says, no, nobody should believe that. It was all spiritual. Today, we say this also when you hear people say, there are many roads to heaven. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man. When Jesus said no man, he meant no man. No man comes unto the Father but by him. Acts 4, verse 12 says, there is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. So my friend, there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Christ. There are not many roads to heaven. That is a lie of the devil that many men have been deceived, even very intellectual men, but spiritually ignorant men. And that is their gangrene in that day. They denied the future bodily resurrection. They allegorized away the doctrine and turned it into metaphors and figures. Matter of fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 was written to combat that heresy, especially as you read verses 12 through 21 or 22. Today we see the similar thing happening by those who say, well, hell's not literal. It's only separation from God. It's not fire and torment, as you've been told. It only means to be separated from God, with no chance of him ever hearing you again or talking to you. Well, what does that accomplish? It keeps others from the fear of it. Since they've been separated from God most of their lives, they don't fear being separated from God all their eternity. And so Christian faith is overthrown as well by that sordid, corruptible, debauched thinking. So, after those warnings, let us look at some ways to win here, because we see that in verses 19 through 21. And I'll just read those verses, and then we'll continue here, and then we'll be closing out this section of the chapter. He says, in verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. No matter how much false teaching comes in, the foundation of God is sure. His word never changes. His word is never destroyed. In verse 19, the word foundation is used to show the immovableness of God's word and character. He in and his word are impeccable. Impeccable. He nor his word will ever, ever change. You know, I have people that say, well, these new translations, they don't change anything that's of any doctrinal value. And I have preached before, especially if it's around some that held to that belief, I've said, turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18, verse 11. Now turn there, and I'll say, that'll be my text for today, and it tells the Son of Man come to save that which was lost. And it won't be in their Bible. And if anybody says anything, I says, well, you know, now that's in there, but since people said that nothing was taken out or changed that has any doctrinal importance, they must not think that the Son of Man come to save that which was lost was important. And boy, that gets it stirred up, but that's all right. If it gets some stirred to truth and they turn to the truth, that's fine. That is great. Now, the foundation is sure because Jesus Christ is our rock who liveth and abideth forever. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 16 through 18, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, remembering verse 18, there was a false doctrine concerning the resurrection. We are told here of the foundation of the Word of God and then the seal of His promise. Always go back to the Bible, my friend. Okay? It's in the Word of God you get the promises of God. Seal has the idea here, as a matter of fact, it's very clear here. It is something that is applied in that day to a covenant. And it was applied to indicate ownership, certification, and guarantee. And so, this resurrection is God's promise, and no one can alter nor dissolve it. Isn't that great? A seal has two sides, an upper side and an underside. The upper side is visible, but visible to heaven only. Revelation 6 did not ask if, but when. The souls under the altar said, O Lord, how long? How long before you give us this resurrected body? How long before all this happens? They didn't say if. They just said how long. When? Therefore the Lord knoweth them that are His. The underside is God's unalterable word. The man is always trying to edit as deceitful spirits seek to destroy the faith of God's people. This should tell you, my friend, that your strength is in God's word by studying it to know it and to live it and to show you believe it, being faithful to His house as He has commanded, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, and you're there because you want to learn more of His Word. Don't be so foolish to miss the midweek Bible study. You know, it's actually a shame, an embarrassment, in a person who at best can only handle baby talk when that Wednesday night depth into Bible study bores someone who names the name of Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.